Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm Kevin Baird, and welcome to Walking on the Sidewalk, a Horizon Oracle journey. Gaia.com and click on the Horizon Oracle link. It's the image of the main card for the 111 Horizon Oracle deck for 2012. or you can just Google Horizon Oracle 2012, and that will jump you to a link in Google that will help you find the page. So then, I would like for you, while you have your browser open, to do a Control N. N as in Nancy. And what that's going to do is it's going to open up a second browser page with the Horizon Oracle list in it. So you should have two pages open with the Horizon Oracle list in both pages. And I'll tell you why I'm doing that, or I'm having you do that. And that's because what we're going to do is I'm going to draw two cards from the Horizon Oracle deck, and then I'm going to give what the message is. And I want you to be able to look at both images, both cards at the same time. So just for those of you who need the information sort of like in the background, It's www.templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle.html. And I'm just going to drop a copy of the link into the chat room for those of you who want to follow along. So the first card that's coming up is the Spirit Audience card. And it's in the reversed position, and that's talking about how the people around you have a lot of spiritual things that are happening and that they may be seeking you out. And the first card is associated with the number 101. Shows a bunch of faces in the background with the shadow of an individual in the front, sort of like being supported, guided, invited to go forward and be active, and this card is facing away. The next card that's coming up is the 1010 card, 1010. So go ahead in the second browser window, scroll down and find the 1010. So you should see the Spirit Audience card in one browser window and the 1010 card in the other browser window. It gives you an idea of what the image is that's coming through. And it's basically saying that with the Spirit Audience card, it's saying that heaven and the angels are working with you, and that there's a troubling or challenging kind of situation that's happening for you right now in your life, and that you just have to hang on. If you look at the image of the hang on card, the 1010 card, it shows a bug that's sort of riding an oak leaf or a leaf that had fallen from a tree somewhere. The bug ventured out off the branch onto the leaf, thinking that he had an entire season's worth of meal because he climbed up on this tree that was full of leaves and everything. But then a big gust of wind came along and sent him sailing. It sort of packed a lunch for him by giving him the leaf to hold on to while he's flying around. But then he's going to land in parts and destinations that are unknown at this time, and that he's just to hang on until he comes to rest. And then he can decide, does he want to leave this lunch that he just finished riding, you know, the big leaf there, like a magic carpet ride, leave that behind and move on to the next tree, potentially with better leaves, or focus on this situation here. So with the Spirit Audience card and the Hang On card, is basically saying that there are people around you who have spiritual things and needs that are happening, and that their situations are going to be helpful for you. The next card that's coming up is the Awareness card, and that's associated with the time 9:30. I'll let you scroll down and find that. 9:30. Actually, you're going to scroll up from scroll down from 101, and it will show a face, or really two eyes, that are sort of looking out from a starburst. Pondering the things that are happening in life. The second card, this card is facing away also, is the lessons card. And it's associated with the time 9:27. So you have the awareness card at 9:30, and that's facing away. So that means it's talking about the awareness of the people and situations around you, how the fate and people are paying attention to the new things that are happening. And then with the 9:27 card, it's the lessons card in the second window. It's talking about people proving their valid, or their conditions or situations or their capabilities are valid by demonstrating unique abilities. Here it shows an individual who is juggling handguns while two people look on. I'll give you a chance to look at that for a second. So with the awareness card at 9:30 and the lessons card at 9:27, these cards by numbers are very close to each other. The awareness of the image on 9:30 shows a cautious, quietly observing or watching condition or situation. And then the lessons card showing somebody juggling handguns. And that's basically saying that the people around you are very wary about what they trust in life, and that they fear that something new is going to be happening that they don't have a contingency plan for. And when these two images come up, it's basically saying to just listen to what people have to say, let them speak their minds, talk about what's bothering them, and then letting time tick off the clock to see what the outcomes of the situations are going to be. The next card up is the 9:17 card, and it's about applications. And it shows a big divide, or maybe like an earthquake crack that crossed and broke a roadway. But if you notice on the 9:17 card, and it is for this reason what we're talking about here today, is facing away. So most of the imagery, most of the situations, conditions that are being talked about today using the Horizon Oracle while we're walking on the sidewalk is about the situations and people around us. Now, if you notice this big earthquake crack that crossed through the roadway is leading off into the distance in the horizon to where two mountain ranges meet at a low spot. really, it's the universe creating a condition or a complication that is really a simplification for a process. It's showing you by this perceived catastrophe of the road becoming destroyed or damaged, either by a big sinkhole or, where, you know, with a lot of water runoff, there's erosion. Could be this big erosion problem or something that caused the great divide on the roadway. But if you follow the edge of that erosion, that crack, whatever, as it leads off into the horizon to where the two mountain ranges meet at a low spot, that's showing you a place to where you would not have to exert yourself or overexert yourself as you're trying to make your way up the road. If you see how the road, if it were intact, would head towards a low spot, but in a high place in the mountains. So here, and with the card facing away, it's really talking about how to trust the things that look like catastrophes and know that the outcome is going to be one that will be very serving. And the thing is that the card in this situation, in this reading, is facing away from us. So it's talking about these things that the people around us are going to be facing and also being invited to explore, to take a new path, to take a new route, and choose perhaps a new destination. It's a sidetrack. It's a segue from the original intended path with using the roadway, but now you have to follow the edge of the divide. The second card that's coming up here is the setting sun, and that's associated with the time 9:15. I'll give you a chance to find that in the second browser window. And again, these cards are coming up almost side by side. So here, we're really working so far with the 9 o'clock hour. So either there's a lot of activities that are going to be coming up for 9 p.m. later on tonight, or 9 a.m. something tomorrow morning. And I designed these cards. Really, I didn't design them. I created them based on a source that I use to give the readings that I give. The images and the imagery in these cards come from the same divine place that I pull information from, or information is given to me to do the readings that I give. Setting sun, and it's facing away from us also. It's talking about, and this is very crazy, as I'm thinking about it, looking at the image, and I'll give you a second to scroll if you haven't found it yet. It's the 9:15 card, and it shows an individual with a walking stick making their way down or towards a narrow road that's heading to a very, it's to a mountain pass that's very far off in the distance. Looks like it could be some probably 20 or 30 miles. And the sun is high in the sky. Now, what I was talking about before with what's crazy and everything is that here is the 9:17 card, and it's showing something like an earthquake crack. And here's the setting sun card facing away from us as we're reading it here today, associated with the time 9:15. Is talking about how there's something that's going to be planned or something that is planned that we will hear about associated with the West. And that could be Texas, New Mexico, California, on up, Oregon, Washington State, pretty much past the Midwest. So it's like on the other side of Missouri west. So because the cards are facing away from us in this situation, it's talking about the people and things that we can realize or expect to see happen around us. So this is talking about an event that we could possibly see or hear about in the news. So that's not saying that you should rush off and buy bottled water and get ready for some kind of crazy earthquake thing that's going to happen. But it wouldn't hurt. So what we can do is that we can pull a third card that's to the side of the two cards that we've been reading. In the two-card story, images for, you know, walking on the sidewalk today. And the card that is a follow-up card to the 917 and the 915 is the I'm Okay card, and it's associated with the time 640. I'll give you a chance to scroll to that. Now, if you look, it shows an individual who is crying over a grave. And there's a person who is sitting on a tombstone or a marker, a grave marker that has the letters R.I.P. in it, rest in peace. And this person has wings. Their legs are crossed, and it looks like they're reclining and sort of enjoying the position that they're in. And what this is, it's basically saying that there's, like, again, the things that face, when the cards face away from us, it's about the people and things and situations around us. And with the I'm Okay card, it's the message that there's somebody that's in spirit, that's associated with somebody that's around us, who is still with them. Not really haunting, but wanting to hang around and make sure that everybody is okay and that everybody is fine. And that if they need some help or have a word whispered into someone else's ear to make their day be a little more gentle, then they can be there to do that. And we get those little whispers, and they're known as notions. Three cards, 917, 915, and 640. This is basically some kind of catastrophe or personal catastrophe that's going to be happening for someone or a group of people around us. And that it's associated, this catastrophe is going to be like a deja vu that's going to remind them of someone who had passed away around the time of the last catastrophe that's similar to the one that this one is talking about. And again, it's the I'm Okay card, and it's associated with the 640 time. 640. And to follow along with the images for those of you who are just joining in the chat room, you can go to templeofgaia.com. That's templeofgaia.com, and then click on the Horizon Oracle card that's right there beside my name, and that will jump you to the page that will have all the cards, 111 of them, listed by the time of the day. And then you should have a second window open to help you keep up by scrolling, looking to the left and looking to the right at both cards at the same time as I talk about them here today in today's show.
Achieve the things that they want to realize.
Now, the second card that has come up that's associated with the Obsessions card is the 807 card, and it's the Double Duty card. It shows an individual juggling two gears. And on one side is the moon, and on the other side is the sun. And this is basically talking about how you're going to be so busy with your work and this other person's work that you're not going to really have time to sleep. This is going to be helpful because as you help other people achieve the things they want to realize, you will be able to network with the people that they are connected to, and this will segue you into opportunities that you would not have been able to realize had you not helped this person. And that we can take the D, the double D in the second card, the 807 card, for double duty, that you can associate the connection to this person that you will be working with by the letter D. So the next card that's up is the 537 card, and it's about measuring. I'll give you a second to scroll on the website there a little bit, to go scroll down or scroll up depending on where you are, so you can find the image of the measuring card where it shows one individual holding up a template of what they expect an individual's conduct to be, while in the foreground an individual stands with their hands on their hips trying to understand why this person is trying to dictate how they are supposed to be. And that's connected back to the double duty card, which is saying, here you are doing this work, and it's connected to the person that has the D name, and someone else comes along and tries to tell you that you're not doing it right. You ask them if they want to take over, and they're like, no, I don't have time to do that, but I'm just letting you know that you're not doing that right. And the thing is that that's sort of like a hiding as well. That gives them a chance to show that they know how to do something without having to do it, which validates them in their opinion. This is just an opportunity to say, okay, you know what you're doing. Know what you're doing quietly while I work over here. So the card that's coming up and is associated with the measuring card is the 217 card, and it's about boundaries. The boundaries card is facing us, so this is something that we will be working with personally. The measuring card associated with the time 537 was facing away from us, so this was about the people that are around us, or situations and things. The boundaries card associated with the time 217 is facing us, shows an individual looking at two people who are contemplating crossing a wall and crawling over the wall instead of making their way through the gate. They may not have a key, or that it's locked, or that they're not gate people and that they like challenges. But this card, the boundaries card associated with the measuring card, is really saying that this is your sort of like wake-up call to work with compromise. That there are some people who want to show that they know about something. The thing is how can you coax their effort and their energies and their elbow grease and their, you know, their capabilities into a physical response to where they can help you? So this is an invite. Here you see someone who's making a comment about something that you're doing, helping somebody else. And they're sort of like coming in to or on the stage into the situation and showing that they have a capability or an availability to do something, but they're not offering it for the situation that you're working on. With the boundaries card coming up, it's basically saying that keep this person's name handy or their phone number or something. Don't burn a bridge. Work with the boundaries. Make a compromise right there, because they will be able to help you with something in the future, whether it's them applying an effort into the situation that's upcoming for you, or that they can give you a connection to their network of someone who can help you as well. to take this time real quick just to ask anybody that's in the room if they would like a reading. Okay, so while everybody's working that out, the next card up is the 837 card, and that's associated with the time, or with the name fertility, 837 and fertility. It shows a baby carriage alone on the horizon near the road. This card is facing us while we're doing this reading, and it's basically talking about either one, that there is a baby announcement coming up for us personally. So like if we have, you know, if we're married, either our wife is going to be coming pregnant, your daughter, you know, if you're up in ages to where you can have a child that's of child-rearing age, so like if your daughter is in her 20s, so this could be a message about pregnancy. And if that's not the case, to where you don't have a pregnancy potential, it's basically talking about a transformation from how you used to be and how you expected to see things happen in your life and becoming a whole new person. And with the boundaries card that we just had there associated with the time, 217 was basically inviting us to compromise and recognize other people's boundaries, respect the boundaries, and by doing that, everybody has a win-win kind of situation. And respecting the boundaries sort of forces us to hesitate a little bit and become transformed, where we would not have hesitated before and that we would have acted. Now we change. So that's talking about cutting your teeth in a new life, new situation that we had not recognized before. And with cutting our teeth, going through infancy in a new situation in our life, we go through growing pains. And the baby buggy represents restriction, and that we are dependent upon other people to help us get to our destination or achieve the results that we want to achieve until we are able to stand on our own feet in the new situation and achieve the things that we wish to achieve. And again, if you want to follow along with the images that I'm referring to, you can go to thetempleofgaia.com/horizon_oracle, and the times are associated in order starting with 101 on down, and that we are presently working with the 837 card, and fertility is associated with fertility, and it shows a baby buggy. The next card up is the Ascension card, also known as the Upward Mobile card, depending on what version of the deck you are using that you may have at home. And it's associated with the time 9:45. This card is facing away from us, so it is associated with the people and the things and the situations around us. So with this, working with the fertility card and the upward mobile or the ascension card, ascending, is basically saying that we're coming into a situation that's brand new to us, but not to other people who were there before we were, and that if we follow their lead, this will be very helpful to us. And this can be related to groups, clubs, or places of employment. let's say you used to do something that's related to an old type of job capability or skill that no longer pays what it used to pay. By starting someplace new that is a new trend that not too many people have heard about, or that it's on like cutting edge kind of situation, here's your chance to follow along and ascend with these people and go to, I guess, the next level of economics, skills, hobbies. It's helpful. So it could be talking about a job and that you won't know it all, and to be okay with that and let other people push you around until you're able to stand on your own feet. The next card up, following the Ascension or Upward Mobile card, is the Haunted card, and it's associated with the time 203. I'll give you a chance to scroll to that in the webpage. You'll notice that it's like the I'm Okay card, where it has an individual who has wings standing near a grave that has a headstone or marker that has the letters RIP in it, which stands for Rest in Peace. This card is facing away from us, so it's talking about the people, situations, and things that are happening around us. To the side of this image shows two people working to embrace themselves under a cloud. There are two flowers that are right beside the individuals. The flowers in the Horizon Oracle imagery represents new growth, bloom, joy, passion, new discoveries that will be fleeting, but there will be a second season and a third season of flowering until the trees come in and be more supportive. In the Haunted card, the message about the Haunted card can be about someone who was working on a project but became ill, sick, or was let go because of funding issues. The project is still continuing, but now someone else has to pick up the work. The individual who was laid off, let go, or moved away from it because they were sick feels pressed that they must finish this project that they had such a passion for following and working with, but now they are separated from it, almost like a death, which is what the image of the grave with the headstone, rest in peace. It's really the universe inviting you to rest. You've done enough work on this situation and that it's okay to let someone else take over. Again, the card is facing away from us, so it has to do with someone who was around us, who is going to be separated from a project that they were working on, that they were obsessed about, and that they will be devastated that they will not be able to continue work on it or ever work on it again. They will talk about it to no end. They might talk about it until their last days or something. But this, we start things and other people finish them, and we have to be okay with that. We can be haunted about something that we said that we wish we could take back. The word haunted can also be associated with a spirit that occupies a house that no longer has people in it. or has people in it and creates a great frustration for the people who are living there, trying to cope with the spirit who's trying to communicate with something that they feel they must get completed or work through or make happen. When a spirit haunts a house, they're looking for closure about something that they're not sure how they can make it happen. Heaven decided that they should stop working on this thing and do something else. But what that else thing is, they have to decide for themselves. They have to take, like, the next bus that comes along, hop on to a new destination. That's sort of like what we were talking about originally with the card that goes back to 917, Complications, where the road has sort of become destroyed or damaged, and now we have to make a new way to get to a place that we feel that will be very supportive for us and people and situations around us. The next card up that's connected to the haunted card is the delegating card, and it's associated with the time 714. I'll give you a chance to scroll down to that. It shows one individual that is expressionless handing a stack of gears to another individual that has a smirk on their face and their hands on their hips. The person with their hands on their hips has a body language that communicates, "I don't think so. Why is it that why are you handing me this?" The person that has the blank expression, that has the stack of gears with them, is sort of elegantly, nonchalantly, gracefully handing off the stack of gears to the friend who they are expecting to take over the work for. And they're not exactly sure that this is what they want to do. And it connects back to the haunted card, associated with the time 203. The person who is haunted that they can't complete the project is out of the picture. And the person who is responsible for finding someone new to replace the individual who is no longer in the picture is trying to delegate the stack of gears to the next available person. So when the haunted card is facing away from us, so this talks about someone around us who was doing the work and no longer is, and the delegating card is facing us, and it's basically saying that someone who was around us did not finish a project because they weren't capable, inept, or whatever, and now that person who was responsible for them is going to come to us and ask us if we can take over this work. And again, we're listening to Walking on the Sidewalk on Main Street Universe, a Horizon Oracle Journey. The mantra of Main Street Universe is a network of, web radio shows, and we're getting ready to go to television as well, that is going to ask people what can they be doing now that they are living life beyond the cube. They're away from the corporate cube. They're no longer associated with the corporations and the companies that are out there. They're no longer being paid for their degrees. And in this situation here, where we're looking at the haunted card and the delegating card, it's basically talking about how even though the people that are out there got laid off, the work still needs to be done, and there needs to be some way to get it completed. How are we going to get that completed? How can you still be a part of that world and be beyond the cube as well? Or how can you take your degree and turn it into something that can help you start making money to where you are working for yourself? With the delegating card facing us and it showing someone handing us a stack of gears is basically saying the universe pulled us out of the cube and thrust us onto Main Street, and that the universe and fate is going to hand us new duties, responsibilities, and roles for us to play going forward. So just because we leave the cube, we leave the corporation, or we left that job site where we went to 9 to 5, 40 a week, this is basically saying we have a new role coming up to where we will be recognized as an individual. And that's what the delegating card is about. Someone being recognized for being capable of completing something associated with the time 714. The next card up is the moving card, and it's associated with the time 5:11. It shows two individuals carrying a box of something. Looks like the box has paper towels, maybe a box of cereal, and some kind of carpet freshener. The card is in the upside down position. It's facing away from us. So this is talking about the people, situations, and things that are around us. And the card is about moving. People helping each other move. So going back to the delegating card, it's sort of the same thing. The individual is trying to hand off the stack of gears to the person who isn't exactly sure that they want to take on the new role or duties or responsibilities. And here the moving card has come up associated with the time 5:11. It's basically saying that there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done that a lot of people have put on hold, institutions, organizations have put on hold, and something's going to be happening within the next 90 days that's going to create a big burst of requirements that are going to need people to come and fill roles and responsibilities that has not or is not really recognized at this time. I designed the Horizon Oracle images to convey information about things that can be expected to be seen within the next 90 seconds to 90 days out. And if you want to follow along, if you're finding the show in the middle, you just go to templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle.html, and it will give you a list of all the images in order of time, starting with 101 on through to 1245. With the next card up, associated with the moving card, is the understand card. And it's associated with the time 3:00. And that's basically an image about two people talking. One shows an expression of an individual who's trying to explain a point to another individual who stands with a blank stare on their face. Again, it's associated with the time 3:00. It's the understand card. I'll give you a second to scroll and find it. Here, something needs to be done. This person is stressed about communicating a message or a point of view that they're trying to communicate that they need help with or help understanding. The other person standing there with them is expressionless, has a blank, a stare on their face or a blank expression. They are not getting the clue as to what it is that this person is trying to explain. When we come into situations to where we are trying to explain a situation that we are in and nobody's understanding it, that's a clue that we are supposed to run with it ourselves, and that if someone needs to help us, that they will volunteer because they will see that we're doing something that they need to comment on or give us advice on, and that we can invite them in to help us. So this is a call to have to go it alone. And it's over the delegating card, so it's basically saying once you've been given the stack of gears to do, this gears, this responsibilities to do, you won't be able to find anybody else who will be able to help you with it, and then you have to run with it on your own. That's why the person who gave you the gears in the first place handed them off to you, because they couldn't find anybody to do it until they found you. And lucky you, you're the one that gets to run with it until you can either get help or find a way to hand it off to someone else. The next card up, working with the Understand card, is the View card, V-I-E-W, and it's associated with the time 9 o'clock. It shows an image of a light bulb that has become broken. It's a bare bulb with a string that it was designed to turn it on and off, but now it will not illuminate because the bulb is broken. It's associated with the word view, because when the light is broken and it's midnight, you will not be able to view the things around you. So view or view not, the light bulb is there to assist or assist not. View card is facing away from us, and this is talking about the people, situations, and things that will be happening around us. It's also connected back to the Understand card. It's giving like a little bit of a follow-up information saying, okay, you've tried to explain and help someone who's close to you understand what it is that you need help with. That didn't work. Give up for now, trying to explain it to somebody else. Keep what you're doing as quiet as possible. Get as much of it done as you can and wait for more information. So when the View card comes up, it's talking about not sharing what it is that you're working on or what you know with anybody new. Keep it to yourself. Keep it as a secret. Or that, because it's sort of talking about that ascension and the new job, role, responsibility, delegation, that kind of stuff, it could explain that there is an opportunity for working on a project that might have a government clearance associated with it. So it looks like we might be looking at a government job, government position, or something in that sense. You can look at the gears that are trying to be delegated to one, from one individual to the next. That can be looked at as the U.S. trying to hand off the responsibility of Afghanistan back to Afghanistan, and that there's some things that are meant to be kept a secret using the View card, and the Understand card is basically communicating that even though you can't teach the people who are supposed to take on this new role, responsibility, or duties, you have to do the best that you can and then wait for more information. what's interesting is the view card is being followed by the satellites card, and that's associated with the time 8:44. It shows what looks like ripples and people at different degrees and locations within the ripple effect. The satellite card is about the point of origin, and then who will be influenced in proximity to the point of origin. The satellites observe from the point of origin out, and who will be most impacted by this. It's waves, it's the effect of a specific thing that's going to be happening or has happened, and how are the people around the situation that it has happened or is about to happen going to be coping with it. If it's a ground zero, we know that the people very close to it won't have to worry about it at all. But if it's a situation to where it's like government, like for Afghanistan and other places, I know Egypt right now has got some things going on that's government related also. And once that government takes place, what will be the ripple effect, and who will be the satellites that will be observing what's happening and then conveying it on out to further points than what they are at. So here, this is basically saying that with the view card, we're supposed to be quiet until we got more information. And with the satellites card coming up following that, it's basically saying that there's going to be external information that's going to be hitting us in waves, and that we'll be able to take the information as it comes in and use it to the best possible situation to help us overcome what we're presently going through. Following the satellites card is the pen card, P-E-N, and it's associated with the time 8:40. Shows an individual with their hands on their hips staring at a box where the lid has popped open, and it looks like individuals within the box are scrambling to crawl out of the box. Again, it's associated with the time 8:40, and the card title is PEN, P-E-N, PEN as in pig pen, box, cubicle, office, garage, basement. Are you stuck in the basement? Are you stuck in the garage? Are you stuck in a storage unit, a dumpster, a cubicle? The pen card is facing away from us. So this is basically talking about how there were and are, and we can use present tense and past tense, situations to where people were restricted. But the one person who is standing outside of the box looking back is seeing that there is potential that these people could crawl out and join them as well. Now we can go back to the satellites card and look at that as the point of origin, the ripples effect. This is basically saying that with the satellites and the waves of the effects that happens from this thing that we're talking about with Egypt, because that's what has come up in this reading so far, that it talks about how there's going to be another nation that's going to be following suit right after. So I feel strongly that it's connected to Syria. Syria is having a major issue right now. We all know that. with what's going on and the atrocities and everything, and from the satellites card, and then prior to the 9 o'clock card that's associated with the view, it's basically saying that there's going to be like a 1-2 or 1-2-3 kind of effect, to where we could see Syria getting rebooted come the end of August. Again, the Horizon Oracle cards are designed to pass along information and help the person that's using it receive information that can be used for the next 90 seconds, or the outcomes would take place in the next 90 seconds, or 90 days, next 90 days. Talks about the pen card, talks about people breaking free from their box, their boundaries, becoming unfettered to start breathing again. The next card up, associated with the pen card, is very interesting, is the mountains card. And the mountains card refers to a location. Mountains can be Shenandoah Mountains, they can be Blue Ridge Mountains, they can be Colorado Rockies, it can be Manitoba, it can be Fuji, the Alps, the mountains of Afghanistan. So here, we were just talking about Egypt. And then with the pen card, because I was seeing how all these people who are in Syria are all locked up and penned up, Ed talks about how we would see Syria becoming rebooted about the end of August, and then sometime around the middle of September, coming up on the elections, we would see Afghanistan sort of like getting a new faith, new world order, something happening for them also. And it all started with the ripple effect with the satellite. And the mountain card, just for reference, was facing us, facing towards us. So this is something that would sort of hit home for us. So it could be our brothers and our sisters, our nieces and nephews, sons and daughters coming back from Afghanistan and starting a new life here in the back in the States. The next card that's following the mountains card is the curb card, C-U-R-B, and it's associated with the time 11-11. The curb card is facing away from us. I'll give you a second to scroll down to it and have a look at it. It shows an individual with a trolley or a dolly that has a box of stuff that looks like is being taken to the curb. This, connected to the mountains card that was facing us, is basically saying once we return from the mountains, once the mountains are no longer necessary, and our brothers and our sisters and our sons and daughters, nieces and nephews come back, the curb card is talking about how there's going to be a lot of cleanup that is going to have to start taking place. The curb card talks about putting things on the curb that we've held on to for some time, but now have recognized that we no longer need. Thank you. Now, the next card up is the Skies card, S-K-I-E-S, and it's associated with the time 9:54. I'll give you a chance to scroll down to that. This is an event card. It shows three aircraft moving about in the sky. A helicopter, a jet, looks like a fighter, or a UFO flying saucer. There is an individual on the ground who has a telescope, and they are observing the sky. There has been talk in the news lately about UFOs. One was recently seen over Israel, over one of the temples over there. You can go to Yahoo and Google their news briefs, and it's within the last week. And today's date is June 15th, 2011. So this event card is basically sort of like a portend, and the card is facing us. So this is something that we will see, and that we will not really, that we'll be flying in the UFO or the helicopter or the jet, but it will have a close and personal feel. So it could be that there's something that happens with a jet or a helicopter in our town or neighborhood, or something happens about a UFO that a close friend or family member sees and tells us about it firsthand. It's not degrees of separation like you are told about a story that a friend heard on the news, like you're hearing from me about that UFO that was seen over Israel that was talked about on national and international news. But this will be one to where you'll have a close friend or family member who will mention that they saw a UFO or that they saw some kind of plane incident or issue or something. When that happens, when the event cards happen, it's basically saying, okay, this is the starting situation. This is the starting event that will sort of like be the first domino that will start a cascading effect of all the other things that have been talked about up to this point. The next card up supporting the curb card is the attractions card. It's associated with the time 7:22. This card is facing us, so it will be something that we will be personally working with. In the image, it shows two individuals holding a magnet each, a horseshoe magnet each, and they are connecting the poles, showing and completing the circle. Either it's a circuit or that they're putting a donut together. Each of the individuals has a tree that is accompanying them. The trees in the images of the Horizon Oracle talks about longevity, maturity, experience that has been supporting this individual or that this individual has a lot of experience that's related to the situation or message of the card. With this card, the attractions card, working with the curb card, it's basically saying when all the people who will be putting things on the curb, because the curb card, the 1111 card, is facing away from us. So it talks about a lot of people doing a lot of cleanup. So we could find a lot of things that have been in people's basements, attics, storage places, spare bedrooms, closets, that kind of stuff, being put out on the curb. Thousands, tens of thousands of people curbing the things and the projects they've been working on up to this point, or were hopeful to complete up to this point. Now they are giving it up, forsaking it, and freeing up space for new projects, ideas, and situations to begin. That then segues into the attractions card associated with the time 722, talking about as these people start working together and putting the things on the curb that they can no longer use, their neighbors and people that are around them who are putting their other individuals' things on the curbs will start to recognize that one man's trash is another man's treasure, and then they will start exchanging the things that they were putting on the curb for recycling, and then it turns into a mechanism or a resource that could potentially transform into a business idea, company idea, or some kind of project that will be prosperous. The next card up is a very awesome card to follow the attractions card, and it's facing us. It's the card that's associated with 722 or 721, one card prior to the attractions card time-wise, and this card, 721 card, is titled Means, M-E-A-N-S, 721. And it is facing us, just like the attractions card was facing us. Here it shows two people trying to bring together a hard-earned dollar. Or it can be a situation to where two individuals who are now estranged from each other are splitting and separating and going separate ways. With the attractions card, it talks about two people coming together. Well, when one attraction comes together, it usually means that there's a walk away or a separation happening somewhere else. So attractions begin and separations follow. With the means card, it's basically saying that the separation is necessary so that there can be a means to begin a new process, situation, or life. Separations can be tough, but everything lasts for a time, a season, or a reason. In the image in the background, it shows a building with a collapsible structure. That means that it's ebb and flow, like an accordion or something that has that can be inflated with air. It can expand or contract, but the design is one to where expansion and contraction is necessary because everything ebbs and flows. As we're talking about putting things on the curb, a new age dawns as people start recognizing that what's being thrown away by someone else can be helpful to us. The card that follows means is the 1-1-5 card, the 1-15 card, and it's titled Tribes, T-R-I-B-E-S. Now, this Tribes card shows an individual with a telescope looking up at the sky and seeing a moon, a star, and a shooting star or comet or meteor flying across the sky. This card is facing away from us, so it talks about people, situations, and things around us. Tribes is a very awesome card, too, because there are many tribes out there. There are star tribes. There are people who all come, groups of people who come from Orion, Cygnus, and other Pleiades in the sky and the celestial systems out there. But there are also tribes of carpenters, tribes of bingo players, tribes of gypsies, tribes of auto mechanics, tribes of pilots, cooks, landscapers, masons, hairstylists, barbers, tree trimmers, walkers, runners, joggers, drivers, sitters, TV watchers. These are all tribes of individuals, groups of individuals who like to do the same thing. You can like to watch TV by yourself, but there are probably 10,000 people out there who like to watch TV by themselves also, and you belong to that group. That's what Tribes is about. Now, the Tribes card is facing away from us in this reading, and it's talking about us making a connection with people who have similar pursuits, ideas, or plans, or activities that they like to do that we are now recognizing that we like to do as well, and that we want to know more about this. We just stepped away from the means card associated with the time 721, and that's where our separation was happening, but we walked away with the means to begin something new. That means of something new turns into a surprise connection with a tribe, a group of people who like to do this new thing that we have recognized that we like to do also. Have to spend time watching and learning. The card that's coming up that's associated with the Tribes card is the Waiting card, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, associated with the time 737, and it is facing away from us. It has to do with the things, situations, and people around us that we will be watching, observing how to be, how not to be, or how to do something. In this image, it shows an individual sweeping the front part of their house or mill. Shows the sun setting in the background, birds of flight or flying in the background, and a wide open field that has the potential of a crop coming in very soon. This individual who is sweeping the front part of their house is waiting for the crop to be ready for harvest. card is sort of like an event card as well, because it's facing away from us, and it's saying that we need to wait, that things are in motion. There's nothing that we can do except keep ourselves busy, busy work, painting something, washing something, organizing something. But organizing, washing, preparing things that will support the completion of projects or the process for creating products. It's about waiting. And waiting some more. So to answer the question to the person that's in the chat room, the first card that I get for you is the rituals card. And it's talking about things you need to do for personal satisfaction. You've been spending all your time, resources, and efforts helping other people, but you've not been taking any time out for yourself and draining your energy. If you deplete all of your energy, then when it comes time for you to help someone else, when they call for you to help them, you will not have the energy to do that. So the rituals card is inviting you to go and do something that's selfish, splurge a little bit to help you get yourself regenerated, invigorated. I want to say generized. So generated, energized. Generated and energized. Energy. Generated, generalized. The card that's following the rituals card is the 10 o'clock card, and connected to the word want, W-A-N-T, and it shows a pair of eyes looking back at us, and that this card is facing us. This experience of looking into these eyes can be really, it's like, what do we want? You know, it's like a serious stare, a gaze at something where it's like, I gotta have that. This is really what I want. This is really what I want. So with the rituals card and the want card, is basically saying that you should pursue something that you have been wanting for some time, but sacrificing the time, efforts, resources, or money so that someone else could have what they want. This is really a call for you to be selfish. Again, it's like being revalidated. And again, it's associated with the time 10 o'clock. And it can be 10 o'clock in the morning or it can be 10 o'clock in the evening. We tend to think about what we will want to do for lunch or what we will want to do to get the day done, to finish it. 10 o'clock at night, we'll be thinking about what we want to do shortly, like if we're going to be going out or something. A lot of people believe that nighttime activities don't really start until after 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Or thinking about what you want to do tomorrow right around 10 o'clock for those people who retire at 10 o'clock. Laying in bed, head in the pillow, looking up at the ceiling, thinking about what you will want to do tomorrow. So planning for your future, very near future, like within the next hour or 24 hours. The next card up is the Puzzles card, and it's associated with the time 10:19. It shows an individual with thought balloons popped up all around their head thinking about this and that and this and that and this and that. This card, the Puzzles card following the Want card, and the Puzzles card, by the way, is associated with the time 10:19. It's facing away from us, so it's connected to the things, situations, and people around us. And it's following the Want card that was facing us, is basically showing us that once we can show that we can do some things for us, that it will sort of like cause a puzzlement for the people that are around us trying to understand, wait a minute, they're going and doing something for themselves. They should be helping me. Why are they being so lazy? Why are they being so selfish? Well, the thing we have to do is that we have to remember that we have to eat for ourselves, and that we have to shower for ourselves, and that we have to exercise for ourselves. So there are things that are necessary for us to do to help us stay healthy mentally and physically. So if there's something that you want to do and that there's nobody in the way or needs something right away, don't feel guilty about it and to go and do it. Because people will always be trying to understand why you're doing something for yourself and not helping them. The card that follows the Puzzles card is the 11 o'clock card, and it's titled The Coast. It's about a location like the mountains and the setting sun. This is talking about how you're going to have an opportunity to go to the beach or to the coast. So it could be here in the States, it could be the Riviera, Mediterranean, the Ivory Coast. So it's talk about a vacation. So it's almost like someone sees that you're doing some quality time for yourself, and then they think of an idea that could help you with your quality time, and they invite you to go to the beach with them. And the card that follows that is the Wile card, W-H-I-L-E, and it's associated with the time 4:44. Here in this image, and it's facing away from us, by the way, shows an individual who's looking back at the road they have just traveled, but it's a single line. It's not a highway with stripes going down the middle. It's a single line. It's almost as if it's a thread or a long strand of yarn, miles and miles long. When we and individuals look back at what they've done, or what they have been doing, and they tell the people around them about this, it is said to be a yarn. They have a yarn to tell us. So this is talking about, because the card is facing away from us, it's talking about someone who is going to come in and give us some ideas about things that we can start doing based on what they've done in their career. So it can be a situation like a lecturer or a teacher or someone who needs help doing something, or that they're done or tired doing this and are ready to start doing something new. And because the card is facing away from us, it's almost like it looks like some job or position that is well established, and that someone is getting ready to retire from it, and that someone else needs to take over when they go and retire. So you just get back from the beach, and you find out about this opportunity that someone is retiring from, and it looks like it would be a perfect fit for you. The card that comes up associated or connected with the while, the handoff from the while, is the levee card, L-E-V-E-E, and it's associated with the time 4/19. In this image that's facing away from us, it shows an individual holding up an oar for rowing a boat, and that they are sitting in a small pool, and the boat that they're sitting in seems to be almost too big for the pool that's under it. In the distance shows an individual carrying a bucket, and as they're trying to walk uphill to the place of this pool. The person holding the oar looks like they're ready to swat a fly, try to find some way to use the oar in this small pool, and oar is O-A-R, or that they're going to swat the person who's coming up with the bucket because they can't afford to give away any more water from their small little pool. The individual that's coming up the hill, really their intent is to help keep the water from breaking and breaching the levee. Because if the water breaches the levee, then white water follows. Catastrophe, frustration, calamity, and damage could follow. But the thing is that when white water happens, when flooding and that kind of thing that has to do with flash floods and water going everywhere, the water tends to move the things that aren't very, very solid or very secure off downstream and into the ocean, so that only the strong things and the secure things remain. So the levee card can be a good card when it comes up, but also know that there's white water going to be coming soon, and that some things will be destroyed, but it will be because it will be making room or space for new things to come in. I'd done a reading like this with an individual that I know, and they had a flood in their basement. And insurance covered the damage, and that they were able to get some new things that they had been trying to find a way to get replaced for some time. There wasn't any kind of fraud or anything that had taken place. It's just that the damage happened, and that they were able to pay for the new things that they wanted to see or replace in their basement. So it worked out. So white water can be a good thing, or it can be a bad thing. It all depends on how you look at it. The next card up, working with the Levy card, is the Past Lives card, and that's facing away from us. And that's basically talking about how there's going to be something that's going to be happening to the people that are around us, situations or things, that's going to have somehow a past life kind of connection to it. And past life connections, sort of like, are large deja vus, where it feels like this has happened before. Now, there are some situations to where people can end up getting wounded, where they break a leg, break a toe, they get cut severely, they get into a car accident, the house catches on fire, the car gets totaled. This is an event. When these things happen, it's connected to something that happened in a life prior to the living life that you're living at this time, and it has happened again. So a car accident happens to you in this lifetime at this juncture, but in the last life, it might have been back, you know, during Roman times, that you got into a chariot accident and you may have died from it. Here you survive the car accident or the accident and you move on. It's like you've graduated to the next level. So you're able to surpass the place that you had passed away or you died in the last life in the chariot accident. You've had the car accident in this life and you've lived to tell about it. And now new things in your life begin. Nothing was happening up until that point that you got into that car accident. Then after that happened, everything changed. Now, the thing is that it can create chain reactions that could cause some of the other things that have been active in your life that fed upon who you were prior to the car accident would fall away from your life as well. I know there are some people that when they get into accidents or they have something significant happen to them, it changes their life and causes them to change the way they live their life. And when they change the way they live their life, they change the people and things around them. But the thing is, are you ready to let go of those things that can no longer take you being this new way? You've changed, and the things around you do not wish to change. You can go back to being the way that you were, and everything will be fine, but you could end up repeating the accident. It took me 5 accidents before I got the message. There was a time back in the 80s where I got into 5 car accidents inside of a 45-day window. And my insurance guy says, if you have another one, I'm going to have to drop you. I told the insurance guy that all these people had been hitting me, and I didn't hit a single one of them. They all rear-ended me, they sideswiped me, they gave me a fender bender, that kind of stuff. And he said, you had to be doing something wrong. So I changed. And 2 years later, my wife tells me, I don't know who you are, you're not the man I married. And then a year after that or so, we were divorced. This educated me and helped me understand that everything lasts for a time, a season, or a reason. And that once the season is done and the things conclude, to embrace their exodus and know that new things will follow. And that will come to the point to where your dreams will change. And the card that's up next is the 333 card. And the title of this card is Fly, F L-Y. It shows an individual in the background asleep on a bed. Over them is a sphere with little spark fingers that looks like a sun coming, jetting away from the person that's sleeping. When we are sleeping and we dream about flying or moving around, it is our chakra system, starting with the god, the third eye, on down to the root, the sacral. It all compresses into a single sphere. And that's the thing that moves out of our body when we are asleep, when our physical person is asleep. And this sphere, this spirit orb, is flying around, realizing the things on the world, in the planet, that we couldn't realize with our physical person. In the meditations and the readings that I've done over the last 20 years and the studies on dreams, I have determined that the place that we go to when we dream is eternal. It's a place that we return to again and again. Sleep reminds us of what death is like. So this talks about out-of-body journeys. The accident caused you to stop being who you were and transformed you into who you are now, the new person in a new birth. The card that follows that is the fit card, associated with the time 8:05. Here in this image shows an individual standing and looking down at the window upon a weight scale, trying to determine if they are fit for the present situation. Overhead is a cloud that adjusts to constantly keep them shadowed in doubt. As they bend over, the cloud adjusts itself so that the top of the head is always in a cloud, a shadow of doubt. Here in this image, it shows the cloud also as a billowing smoke from some place that's on fire off in the distance of the horizon. It's almost clouding out the sun. The fit card is educating us, reminding us that we can't judge our qualifications in the face of something that needs to be dealt with now. If we are the only person that's there to deal with this present situation, then fit or not, we are the person that is, I guess, set to do the work by the right of us being there. There's no one else there. We fit the qualifications because there's no one else to compare it to. So the fit card is basically saying, don't wonder whether you're fit or not. Just do the task and look at what you've learned after the outcome. The next card up is a new world card, and it's associated with the time 7:11. Here is an individual with their hands on their hips again, being tossed a whole new world instead of just a stack of gears. They've been tossed this whole new world from some angelic source on high from a cloud. So in the first situation, we were trying to determine whether we were fit or not by us just doing and acting, and then looking at what we've learned, the lessons learned after the event and the fact. We've gained a great deal of wisdom, knowledge, and experience that really opens the door and is a key to new things and a whole new world. And it will be at that time that the universe will hand us a whole new world of opportunities and would be a segue that would take us from the same old thing to something new. And that segues us to the next card, which is the gliding card, G-L-I-D-I-N-G. And it's associated with the time 111. In this image, it shows three birds riding the wind, not flapping their wings at all, just gliding and letting the wind carry them to new destinations. This card, unlike the hang in there card where the bug was flying, riding the magic carpet leaf, the birds have control as to what direction they let this strong force of the wind carry them. They can choose where they land, but they don't have to apply any kind of effort, and that they can just ride the wind. It's almost like destiny is drawing them to make a choice of many choices, and that a single choice or multiple choices are okay. So just glide and see where fate takes you, and that you will have some control and power over the things that you want to see happen. So there is destiny, and there is also free will. Here in the gliding card, the two come together that help paint a positive and better future. The next card up is the 440 card, and it's titled Burdens, B-U-R-D-E-N-S, and it shows an individual dragging a bunch of boxes tied to strings. Back in the pen card, it showed a single box. With the curb card, it showed a single box with items that were being placed on the curb for recycling or disposal. Here, the individual dragging the burdens decided to carry all the boxes and store all the single things that they need, whether they're helpful or not, with them everywhere they go. It slows us down because the card is facing us and preventing us from realizing new things that can help us feel better about our day. This segues and invites us to follow the posing card, and that's associated with the time 720. When you want to start doing something new and stop being the old way, that you have to start faking how you want to be, because you don't feel like you're fit, are qualified to do this new thing that you want to be. You have to fake it until you make it. Mary Kay Cosmetics, Mary Kay, the owner, said, and was a motivated speaker, said, if you really want to be something, you have to fake it until you make it. You've been listening to On the Horizon Oracle, Walking on the Sidewalk, and I am Kevin Baird. You can find me at www.templeofgaia.com. Thank you for listening.